SOP 44.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome to episode number 44 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson, and this is the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to know more about our hours of tutorials and hundreds of resources for podcasters, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, simply send an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment out in our show archives. That's at schoolofpodcasting.net. So show archives, schoolofpodcasting.net. Hours of tutorials, hundreds of resources, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for tuning in on the show today. We've got John Meyhoffer of Voice Indigo. But before we get to that, I have a question for you. I got a call from Joe from salesroundup.com, and he's very tied into the business podcast. And he was telling me about all these, and I never heard of any of them because I never really thought of looking for podcasts on business. And we kind of just talked for a long time, and it was all about, oh, this is a really good one. This was... So here's my question to you guys. I need to keep this short because we kind of have a long interview with John. Send it via email, via voicemail, via comments. What were the last five podcasts you listened to? Now, not necessarily what are your favorite five. Just tell me, quick snapshot, what were your last five? So here's my last five. And again, these are not of importance. These are just the last five I happen to listen to. The Music Pro Show, musicproshow.com. Music Business Radio at musicbusinessradio.com. I'm a musician. What can I say? Podcast 411. I was listening to that one. The Bitterest Pill and The Marketer's Podcast. Now, there are others in there. You know, if I went to the Scene Zine and Entrepreneur's Journey and a couple other ones. But those are the last five. So, again, it's not of importance. It's just snapshot. So send those in because I think that's how a huge amount of podcast promotion is done via word of mouth. So I'd like to have a whole show of that. Give me, you know, you got 5 minutes to give me your five. If you want to throw in why you like this one or why you didn't like this one, you want to throw in a review, you can. That's true. That's cool, too. So it'll be five and five. That's the new promotion. I just made that up. Send those to schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. And before I ramble on too much longer, here's my interview with John from Voice Indigo. Yeah, you know what? I got notes that I'm going to rewrite. Before we get to that, here's why I interviewed these guys. When I was at the Podcast Expo last year, which I'm going to be at this year, if you're going to be there, let me know. I'd love to hook up and say hi and meet people face-to-face. It's in September. I've already got my plane tickets. But they had a presentation there by somebody in MTV, and they were explaining how they're sending all this content to phones. And when I asked, why phones? Why not laptops? Why not pocket PCs? Why not Palm Pilots? They said, because everybody already has a phone. And I went, good point. So, Voice Indigo is a service that allows you to send your podcast to people's phones. There's a free version, and there's a version where you can actually make some money. But, hey, let's let John talk about that. And here we go. Thanks for tuning in. Alrighty, on the Skype phone from Voice Indigo, we have John Meyhoffer. And it's a service that I happened to stumble across. I was at, I believe, Soccer Girl's website, and I saw this little button with a cell phone kind of thing, and I went, that's a new thing. So I went over to voiceindigo.com and contacted John and said, why don't you come on and tell us what the heck you got going on over there? So, John, thank you very much for taking time to come on the show.
Well, David, thank you for having me.
And let's just start off with that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Voice Indigo is all about?
Okay. So Voice Indigo operates a mobile distribution service for podcasts. And what that means as a listener is you can get any podcasts out there delivered to your mobile phone. And the way you do that is there's about three or four ways you can actually access content using our service. Kind of one of the central tenets is that all the content lives in the network cloud. And so if you want to access it through your Nokia 6680, for example, that phone automatically syncs up with all the podcasts you've subscribed to. If you want to access it through your Trio via our mobile portal, you can go there and download podcasts, you know, one by one and listen to them on your Trio as well. You can also go to the website and listen to the same set of podcasts. So the user experience on the Symbian phones or on some of the Java phones like the Razer or the Samsung A900 series, for example, is really the best. These are a set of phones that support our mobile client, and all you do is, while you're sleeping at night or while you're not using your phone during the day, just leave your phone on, and the mobile client goes out and retrieves all the podcasts for you. And so pick up the phone, no cable, no sync, just listen to podcasts.
Wow.
Now, that's the end user perspective. There's also a podcaster perspective. And the podcaster perspective is basically, as a podcaster, a few things are going to be important to you. One is, of course, you want to get wide reach. You want to get your message out to as many people as possible. And two, you want to understand who's listening to your podcasts, and you want knowledge of your audience, and actually you want to give them an opportunity to give you feedback on the program in a very easy way as well. And three, you may or may not want to make money, so you may want a path to monetization, and we actually offer you all three of those. There's two specific programs through which we offer you these things. The first takes about 5 minutes if you're slow, like me. So as a podcast, you'd go to voiceindigo.com/podcasters, and you would be presented with the choice of registering with our Mobilize program or with our PodSense program. If you register with Mobilize, all you're doing is giving a basic username and password and entering in your RSS URL. And then we give you a code snippet to take away and put on your site. And when a visitor comes to your site, they'll see a Mobilize button. That code snippet just brings up a Mobilize latest episode button. And I believe that's what you saw on Soccer Girl's site, where if I visit Soccer Girl's site, I can click Mobilize, enter in my phone number, and I'll get an SMS with a link to our web portal so I can download that latest episode of Soccer Girl. We released this program about 2.5-3 weeks ago, and we have about 70 content providers that have signed up for it, and it's going well. And this month we'll be providing the first set of reports to the content providers to give them an idea of who's been using it. The second program is called PodSense, and PodSense is a little bit different than Mobilize. It's kind of a deeper relationship where you're actually you're registering your RSS feeds, but you're clicking through a content license agreement, which gives us the rights to advertise on your content. And the way we advertise is through something called ambient advertising. And so if I'm listening to a School of Podcasting show, for example, if I'm listening to the School of Podcasting podcast, I might see a visual overlay for a book by Michael Goeagan on podcasting. Or David, have you released a series of books as well?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I'm gonna wait. And we're gonna overlay ambient ads for your books.
There you go.
And I can do through PayPal's mobile payments, click to buy, or they can send a request for information, or you know, if they're just interested in the School of Podcasting in general, it's kind of click per lead, send me more information. If I'm listening to a program on energy policy, I might see an ad for a Prius. The ad would be, you know, for your local Prius dealer, click to call. And that click to call, you know, I might call my local Prius dealer for a test drive. So ambient ads are visual overlays to the audio, non-interruptive, highly targeted, click to buy, click to call, click to request more information. Does that give you a good feeling for the value?
Now, since we're talking about PodSense, how does the podcaster have any kind of say in terms of what kind of advertiser gets placed in front of their show?
So with PodSense, no. Currently, we basically don't give much control there, but as our user base grows and as it becomes more relevant, I mean, we're certainly going to add features in, like a lot of podcasters don't want adult advertising.
Right.
We don't really have any adult advertisers anyway, so that's not an issue. But they don't, you know, you probably don't want certain types of ads that, you know, if you're an environmental podcast, we wouldn't match an ad for ExxonMobil with your podcast anyway. But, you know, you might just have some issues with certain companies, and we want to try to get as much control of the podcaster ultimately as we can.
Right. And then also, I mean, there is a certain amount of common sense there, because obviously an adult type of advertiser is not going to advertise on the Catholic Insider, because that's not his demographic. So,
yeah, we wouldn't match it. We wouldn't match it there anyway.
Now, the other thing I noticed is on the site, when you go to a podcast and you're looking at it, we've already mentioned that you can actually listen to it right there. So in that sense, it's kind of like a podcast directory. But on the subscribe button, some podcasters may get nervous because the subscribe button is different than their original RSS. You've kind of got a redirect there. And if you could give us a little bit of the reason behind, I know the answer to this question, but if you could give us a little reason as to why that is.
Well, in order to get content to the mobile phone, some mobile phones accept MP3s, some mobile phones accept AMR, and so you have to put it into a format that the terminal device understands. So in this case, a mobile phone might. Peter, does this 6680 take AMR or MP3? Both. So yeah, my Nokia takes both. And so we know which phones basically will accept a certain format, and we'll make sure we get it to the phone in a format that the phone actually accepts. And then also sometimes we transcode it at various bit rates so that users can get a better download experience in certain cases. Like with music, I always set my preferences as published, but with voice, I usually set my preferences to, you know, to fair to good audio quality, because it just doesn't matter as much.
Gotcha. And I'm assuming the RSS that's specific to your site then also then ties into the other service you were talking about, where someone can have all the podcasts that they've subscribed to sent to their phone. Is that why you have kind of your own RSS version for, you know, each podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we basically map your feed to our feed. And so we create a feed that enables the Voice Indigo client to go and get the content. Because if Voice Indigo, if our mobile client went out directly to your site and got your MP3 in native format, a lot of phones would not accept that format.
Right. Gotcha.
And we also, just an important point, we also don't overlay ambient ads on any feeds that we don't explicitly have the right to. So if you don't join PodSense, there'll be no advertising on your program.
Right. That's definitely, as you mentioned, there are two separate programs. There's one with advertising and one without.
So that's, and you can belong to both of them.
Okay. Now, is there any kind of contract or in terms of, you know, does a person sign up for a year, or can they cancel if they decide halfway down the road they don't want to do this? Or
sure. So, I mean, there are a few basic tenets we put ourselves in the position of the podcasters. One is we think that exclusive only works in marriage, and then 50% of the time it seems to fail there as well. So, you know, our deals are non-exclusive, and the split with the podcasters 50-50. And I think it's a year or two, but they're cancelable. So it's pretty flexible. And especially as the industry grows, you know, no podcaster should lock themselves into a network unless that network's paying them big upfront money.
Now, you said you've been, you know, it's relatively new. You've been a couple of weeks here. Do you have any advertisers signed up yet, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, so we also, some of the more popular podcasts, we also do other types of ad units with. And so the advertisers that we've actually sold to include Palm, Zend, Portico Systems, and a number of others as well. You know, a lot of these are very Goose Cross Vineyards, for example, either tech-oriented or products that tech people love. I mean, Goose Cross is a good example. They sell wines that are ultra premium or premium wines, and they do most of their sales online. And so you can just imagine, you know, a lot of a lot of high earning tech people like to buy these types of wines.
Sure. And so, obviously, with it just being brand new, there aren't any really. You said next month the reports are going to be able to be generated. What kind of reports can a podcaster expect to see?
Well, in the month of June, we'll start providing usage reports for Mobilize. So Soccer Girl, for example, will be able to see how many people click through the Mobilize button and, you know, how many people download a podcast, stuff like that. Those people in the PodSense program, when the volume gets significant enough, we'll be able to see how many people have actually listened to the program. We track for PodSense, we track who's listening to what, how much. So, for example, if you have a 40-minute program and you see that most people don't listen beyond 20 minutes, that's a useful piece of data for you. It's like, keep your podcast down to 20 minutes, for example. We also, as we start to get more users and get more sophisticated about demographics, we'll be able to provide more demographic data about, you know, who's listening to what, where, you know. We ask consumers to volunteer certain data. In some cases they do, in some cases they don't, such as a zip code, for example.
Right.
So we'll be able to provide certain usage data.
Gotcha. And it doesn't cost for the listener. It's a free service as well.
It's a free service. And the reason is, you know, ad-supported media sponsorship is a pretty well-established business model in the media industry. And our goal is just to get as many people using the service as possible. And if we start charging them $5 a month, we're just not going to get the adoption that we would if it's a free service. And, I mean, not that we're communists. We're certainly in this for profit, but we also believe in open media. And let's place as few barriers between the listener and the information, you know, or the entertainment or the inspiration as possible. And, you know, a $5 a month subscription fee is definitely a barrier.
Gotcha. And then last but not least, if you're looking to monetize your podcast, this is one way to do it. Or, as we mentioned before, you can still sign up and not take advantage of the PodSense. But if a person signs up, if a podcaster signs up, what's the average time it's going to take to show up in your directory?
Well, hopefully podcasters are already in our directory.
Okay.
And if you're not, you could just go to our inquiries form and actually give us your feed, and we'll make sure it gets in. So being in our directory is not a requirement. I mean, PodSense or Mobilize is not a requirement for being in our directory.
Alrighty. Well, John, I thank you very much for taking the time to come on the show and explain a little bit about voiceindigo.com. If you'd like to get some more exposure for your podcast, this is definitely, I'm telling you, folks, everything is going to your phone. In 5 years from now, everything will be on your phone. So this is a website to appear to understand that and is headed in that direction. So, John, thank you very much for coming on the show and taking some time to explain Voice Indigo to us.
Well, thanks for having me, David. Thank you.
All right, I want to thank John for coming on the show. Boy, 18 minutes. We're running long. Also, I want to mention that particular interview, he was at a family function, some sort of birthday party, things like that. So there was a bit of a noise in the background. He did his best to get rid of that. And it really, you can hear him. It's fine. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, most of my interviews are not quite that noisy. But hey, it works out. It's fine. It's a podcast. It's great. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, this is Dave Jackson. If you'd like to check out our other older shows, we've got our whole archive out there, schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to learn more, if you're ready to either start podcasting or take your podcast to the next level, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed.